Welcome to Liberty Revealed, the only show where you will learn about all things liberty. Your host for the show is a registered libertarian who's been involved in politics for more than 25 years. He has a passion for teaching others about the concept of personal liberty. Please welcome your host, Mike Mahoney.
Do you miss the glory days of talk radio where the hosts knew their stuff and were not spreading fake stories? What would it be like if those same hosts could speak their mind and not have to answer to management for it? I have just the thing for you. Spencer Hughes Podcast Adventures is the new show from Spencer Hughes, formerly of Fox News Radio and a host of other places. For as little as $1 a month, you can have access to Spencer again. His insights will make you think, and his humor will make you laugh. This is your chance to help a man build his dream and support his family. Head over to patreon.com/Spencer Hughes today and subscribe to one of the several levels you can choose from. You will not be disappointed in the content you are going to begin receiving. patreon.com/Spencer Hughes. Adventurous content, the way radio used to be. Welcome back. So today on Liberty Revealed, we're going to be discussing civil liberties. Now, people often make the claim that the libertarian philosophy is a sink or swim ideology, and this is completely false and a misunderstanding. Libertarians believe that equal rights of all people matter all the time, absolutely no exceptions. Now, why do I say this? Well, it's a very common practice for other parties to prioritize the rights of some but not others. As a libertarian, I value the rights of all to live in whatever manner they choose, so long as they do not forcibly interfere with the equal rights of others to live in whatever manner they choose. This is what I mean when I continually tell you, my rights end where your rights begin. Most importantly, we believe the government must treat all people fairly and equally before the law. There are many things libertarians seek to protect. So as each new episode of this podcast is released, I'm going to continue to go through some of the issues for you and explain my own stance on them. Because you see, it's not enough to just understand where a party comes from. You need to understand the logic behind that as a normal person sees it. So today, let's discuss my stance on freedom of speech and why I think it's so important. So, freedom of speech, it's the cornerstone of the United States. If we take a step back and we look at liberty, we find that our most fundamental right is our right to our own lives. We have the right to pursue our values without interference from anyone. We also have a right to defend our lives from violence. Only when we have true freedom to live our lives will we be truly free. Makes sense, right? Freedom of speech comes in right behind the idea of freedoms to live our lives how we see fit. We cannot pursue our own values. We cannot create or exchange values or peacefully defend our rights if we are under constant threat of being punished for saying the wrong thing. In a free society, individuals may use their free speech to counter the speech of others, but they may never use force as a means of countering speech, especially if they seek to use the force of government to do so. Now, I was recently at a demonstration surrounding immigration. There were police officers present to help keep the peace. I took the time to speak to one of the officers, and he espoused these very values I just mentioned. The officer commented that as long as people did not get physical, they have a right to say anything they feel they need to say. The free speech issue is becoming even more important as we have seen how the microaggression culture that has been promoted on college campuses has made its way into the realm of Twitter and Facebook in the form of conservative and libertarian advocates being banned for posting, quote, offensive, end quote, material. Private companies do have the right to police what happens on their own sites, but one can only wonder how long it will take for the government to begin overtly suppressing speech when the ideology that has destroyed free speech on college campuses has found a way to dominate the two largest social media platforms on the planet. Now, it may be tempting to dismiss the urgency of free speech issue because there's no physical coercion being done, but restricting free speech is simply coercion against the mind. Wherever there is coercion against the mind, physical coercion will always follow as a means of enforcement. If we are to remain a civilized and prosperous society of relatively free people, then protecting freedom of speech must always remain at the top of our priority list. Freedom of speech is not just a principle that leads to better education or a more informed populace. It is a principle that is necessary in order for people to live their own lives and make their own choices. Now, I don't think it's any accident that freedom of speech is found in the very First Amendment of our Bill of Rights. The Founding Fathers knew that in order for people to be free and productive, they must be able to speak freely without fear. Defending freedom of speech is about much more than just words. It's about retaining our ability to pursue our values. If the freedom of speech is lost, then it is only a matter of time before all other rights are lost with it. While we have spoken at length regarding what freedom of speech is, what is not something covered by freedom of speech? Yes, freedom of speech has limitations. People are not free to spread false light about others. It is not okay to lie about someone and then publish it online or in a newspaper or a magazine. Anyone resorting to that behavior will find themselves in a courtroom defending their poor decisions. To me, purposely lying about someone is akin to using force against them. Lies put people in a position where they must decide how to respond, if at all. Sometimes a response is required, and other times ignoring the issue is the best course of action. However, the lies being told put out by that person in a position where they are forced to deal with the issues. That's a problem. Lying about someone can also be a matter of coercion. Most lies are aimed to frame a dialogue in a certain way. People lie to force some kind of response from the person they are lying about. This is not a freedom of speech issue. Never let someone lie about you and claim they are protected by the First Amendment. It is well established that we are not allowed to yell fire in a crowded place, and we are also held accountable when we publish lies about another person. Freedom of speech has its limits, but when it is used in a diabolical manner, it damages all of us. That is a very important point to consider, and it's a very important point to keep in front of your mind. Now, government's role is to be the arbiter of our rights. Unfortunately, when the government is forced to step in, it often overreacts by passing restrictive laws to control our behavior. This is exactly the opposite of what we all want. To repeat what I said earlier, we cannot pursue our own values. We cannot create or exchange values or peacefully defend our rights if we are under constant threat of being punished for saying the wrong thing. Freedom of speech was originally to defend us from the government, to stop the government from stopping us from speaking out. Now, people use it to spread their lies and falsehoods about others. That's all I have for you today. If you want to find out more about personal liberty, go to http://yogispodcastnetwork.com/libertyrevealed to pick up your free copy of my ebook called, appropriately, Liberty Revealed. And thanks for listening.
I am a big believer in personal liberty. To me, my rights end where your rights begin. What this means is laws should ensure that your freedom to live your life as you choose does not impact everyone else's freedom to live their lives as they choose. This is personal liberty. If you want to learn more about personal liberty and get more from this show, sign up to receive my 10-page guide on personal liberty entitled Liberty Revealed. You need to fill out a simple form located at yogispodcastnetwork.com/libertyrevealed. That's yogispodcastnetwork.com/libertyrevealed. Once you read through that ebook, you are guaranteed to be in a position to apply the philosophy of personal liberty.
Thanks for listening to Liberty Revealed, the show where you learn about all things liberty. Please visit the show's website at yogispodcastnetwork.com /LR, where you can reach out to Mike directly with your questions and comments. Again, that is yogispodcastnetwork.com/LR.